最近呢，总是在网上刷到追觅 CEO 于浩的视频。
Recently, I have been seeing a lot of videos about CEO 于浩 on the internet.
一会儿说
I'll be right back.
五年之内要成为世界首富。
Within 5 years, I want to become the world's richest man.
几年后
A few years later.
当我成为世界首富的时候
When I become the world's richest man,
我还要再打败凡尔赛。
一会儿又说要重新发明地球。
I also need to beat adversaries again and say that I want to reinvent the earth.
如果说乔布斯的苹果是重新发明手机。
If we say that Apple's iPhone is a reinvention of the mobile phone,
我们追觅要重新发明地球。
We need to reinvent the earth to pursue immortality.
还让自己所有的员工一起做自媒体账号。
Also, let all of your employees create their own self-media accounts.
我呢，不评论他们公司的经营啊。
What about me commenting on their company's business?
我只从我的专业角度。
From my professional perspective,
也就是演讲表达来说说为什么
In terms of speech expression, why?
我觉得这个人很有问题
I think this person is problematic
甚至有些人说他是贾跃亭
Some even say he is Jir Yuetang
第二
Second
我觉得也不过分
I don't think it's too much
你记得贾跃亭当年说过什么吗
Do you remember what Jir Yuetang said back then?
让我们一起为梦想窒息。
Let's suffocate our dreams together.
像不像于浩的套路
?iCal's routine.
但凡啊，一个人把话说得这么极端。
However, whenever someone says something so extreme,
你就要小心了。
You need to be careful.
大概率他不是什么可信之人。
It is highly likely that he is not a trustworthy person.
一个个说啊。
One by one, they spoke.
先说第一个啊。
Let's start with the first one.
有人说于浩太狂了。
You said that于浩 was too arrogant.
我认为企业家不是不可以狂。
I don't think entrepreneurs can't be crazy.
相反。
On the contrary,
企业家狂说明他有野心。
The entrepreneur was very enthusiastic about his ambition.
有梦想。
Have a dream.
一个啥都不追求的人。
A person who doesn't pursue anything.
他怎么会出来创业呢
？How could he start a business?
但是企业家的狂。
But the entrepreneur's madness.
你得有资本。
You need to have capital.
这个资本不是你有多少钱。
This capital is not about how much money you have.
或者你有多少流量。
Or how much traffic you have.
而是你的产品和服务被多少人支持和喜欢。
Instead, it's about how many people support and like your products and services.
我们很多知道的伟大的企业家其实都挺狂的。
We know that many great entrepreneurs are actually quite crazy.
乔布斯说
Jobs said,
我要重新发明手机。
I want to reinvent the phone.
他把 iPhone 做出来。
He created the iPhone.
马斯克说啊
Musk said,
我要去火星生活。
I want to live on Mars.
那 SpaceX, 特斯拉。
SpaceX Tesla
包括 Solar City 不都是他做的吗
Including Solar City It's all about doing things
英伟达说他要做 AI 时代的算力供应商
NVIDIA says that it will be a supplier of computing power in the age of AI
那事实上现在的大模型公司都在抢他们家的 GPU 啊
In fact,The major companies are now competing for their GPUs.
看见没有
?Seeing.
这才是一个企业家的底气。
This is the confidence of an entrepreneur.
是你的产品。
Is your product.
是你的服务。
Is your service.
不是靠你的愿景和一张嘴在那边吹巴巴的。
It's not about having a vision and shouting it from the rooftops.
说大家就会相信你的。
Tell everyone that you believe in them.
那再说第二个。
Then say the second one.
我觉得很有问题的地方。
I think there's something wrong with this.
他说要重新发明地球。
He said he wanted to reinvent the earth.
这话听着不但没边儿。
This sounds not only ridiculous, but also.
而且没谱，地球轮得到你发明吗？
And what do you have to do with the invention of the earth's rotation?
你谁呀？
Who are you?
你是想从东半球开始？
Are you thinking of starting from the eastern hemisphere?
还是西半球开始啊？
Is it starting in the western hemisphere?
啊？
哦。
哎，大哥。
Big brother.
哥，我家门口那条路好多年没修。
The road in front of my house hasn't been repaired for many years.
坑坑洼洼的。
Puddles.
你要不要重新先发明一下那条路？
How about we just build the road first?
哇，这句话可以说莫名其妙。
This sentence is nonsensical.
他自己都不知道什么意思。
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
再说他那个五年之内成为世界首富的愿景。
And his vision of becoming the world's richest person within 5 years.
我觉得这话听着问。
I think this sounds like a question.
就很怪，有哪个企业家的目标是成为世界首富的？
Who is the entrepreneur whose goal is to become the world's richest?
难道不是靠你的产品和服务去改变这个世界？
Don't you think that it is through your products and services that the world is being changed?
最终你赚到了钱。
Finally, you earn money.
你成为世界首富。
You become the world's richest man.
是你努力的结果吗？啊，合着你的目标就是死有钱呗。
Is this the result of your hard work? Is your goal just to die rich?
你追觅到底是干嘛的呀？
What are you doing chasing after me?
做扫地机器人？
Make a vacuum cleaner.
那你就老老实实做呗。
Then just do it honestly.
一会儿又说要做什么汽车。
I'll be back later to talk about what kind of car I want to make.
要做手机。
Make a phone.
大哥。
Big brother.
咱们先不说你有没有那么多钱啊。
Let's not talk about how much money you have first.
但凡要把一个行业做透。
But to truly master an industry.
要把一个产品做精。
To make a product complete.
需要付出海量代价的，雷军肯定比你有钱吧。
雷军 who needs to pay a huge price, must be richer than you.
他坐一个车都是九死一生。
It's a dangerous job, and it can be deadly.
还有那么多的差评。
There are so many bad reviews.
就凭你，我想问一句。
Just to ask you.
凭啥
?What's up?
你得先让用户知道你有什么不可替代性的产品。
You need to first let users know what your irreplaceable products are.
而不是。
Instead.
哎。
Oh.
现在就准备我缩缩裤子上台。
Get ready. I'm about to put on my underwear.
领世界首富的这个奖章了。
Receive this award, which is the world's first.
人不是不能没有野心。
People are not incapable of having ambition.
但你先把自己做的事说明白。
But first, please explain what you have done.
再说，企业家和网红最大的区别是什么？
What is the biggest difference between entrepreneurs and influencers?
网红需要的是流量。
Influencers need traffic.
企业家不是哦。
Not an entrepreneur.
企业家需要的是信任，网红。
Entrepreneurs need to trust influencers.
可以靠搞抽象活着，什么
？Can you live by abstract things or something?
一会儿今天关羽打台球。
About table tennis today.
明天秦始皇送奶茶。
Tomorrow, King Shi Huang will send milk tea.
后天电梯里跳跳科目。
Tomorrow, there will be a jump rope performance in the elevator.
木三有流量。
Free traffic.
你能停留，网红就赢。
You can win if you stay with the influencer.
但企业家之所以出来做 IP,
But the reason why entrepreneurs come out and do things.
P 是为了让别人对你的信任能够转移到你的产品和你的品牌上。
IP is used to transfer trust from others to your product and your brand.
你说话靠谱。
You are trustworthy.
别人才会觉得你的产品是靠谱。
Others will think your product is reliable.
你整天胡说八道。
You're always making up stories.
满嘴跑火车。
Full of nonsense.
让我怎么相信你做的事儿啊？
But if I occasionally believe in something.
而且啊，任何人都不可能违反物理规则。但
And no one can violate the laws of physics.
但凡一个企业家把心思花在流量上了
However, any entrepreneur who focuses on traffic
一定是公司不行了、
It must be the company that is failing
这几年有好多这样的企业家
In recent years, there have been many such entrepreneurs
来什么搞科技的搞
Originally, those who were involved in technology
房地产的出来做视频号
To start a video channel about real estate.
就是你查他们公司，公司经营不下去了。
This is why you're investigating their company's business.
但凡一家企业是非常优秀的。
However, any company that is very good.
他可能偶尔出来开个发布会。
He might occasionally hold a press conference.
但大部分的时间他是要花在经营管理和打磨产品上的
But most of the time he spends it on managing and refining products
你说一天发100条大哥
You said you could post 100 posts a day
你哪来的时间管公司啊
Where do you get the time to manage a company
当然了
Of course
网上有人说他是因为资金链快断了啊
Some people online say that it's because his financial situation is about to collapse.
所以疯狂的要靠刷流量啊。
So, the only way to go crazy is to generate traffic.
来骗傻子，来接盘。
Come on, trick the fools into taking the bait.
这个我不评论啊。
I don't comment on this.
我也不知道他公司怎么回事。
I don't know what's going on in his company.
我只从我的专业角度告诉你。
I can only tell you from my professional perspective.
他的表达明显是有问题的。
His expression is obviously problematic.
但凡这么说话的。
But if someone says this,
人你就要小心了。
Everyone should be careful.
什么是优秀的企业家？
When it comes to outstanding entrepreneurs,
代表的
express,
你当然可以说我要做一家改变世界的优秀科技企业。
Of course, you can say that I want to build a world-class, excellent technology company.
但是前提是你要告诉我。
But the premise is that you have to tell me.
你的产品是什么？
What is your product?
你的路径是什么？
What is your path?
你怎么达到的？用户为什么离不开你？
How do you achieve user loyalty and make users dependent on you?
你下一步打算做什么？
What are you planning to do next?
这些都没有。
None of these.
你就是吹牛逼嘛。
You're just bragging.
好的。
Okay.
企业家表达得越具体越清晰。
The more specific and clear an entrepreneur expresses, the better.
才越值得别人
worth being valued by others.
相信可不是什么用的词儿
I don't think believe is a useful word.
大说话夸张
Exaggerated boasting.
一天发100条视频。
100 videos per day.
就叫做优秀企业家的表达的。
This is the expression of an upstanding entrepreneur.
而且企业家当然可以疯啊。
And of course, entrepreneurs can go crazy.
但你得是为你的产品疯。
But you have to be for your product's style.
你得是为你的用户疯。
You have to be crazy for your users.
你得是为科技疯。
You must be a tech enthusiast.
而不是在网上为了流量发疯。
Instead of distributing online for traffic.